If there's one thing that we all know about me, it's that I'm constantly fixating on my health.
We know, baby. We know.
It's like I'm always trying a new thing. I'm trying a new diet, a new workout, a new gadget. Just trying to find out what really works and what's fact versus fiction.
Yeah, and I'm constantly researching, usually for Taryn to look up some new illness or ailment and try to calm her down. But also, since being in my 30s, I'm really focused on getting my health in tip-top shape, realizing how I eat and how I move is going to affect me, not just right now, but 10, 20 years down the road. And with us wanting to have a baby this year, health is just more important than ever to us. So all of this research has finally led to something good. Let us introduce you to the Zoe Science and Nutrition Podcast. With the help of world-leading scientists, they help you make smarter health choices every week.
And you don't have to take our word for it. Avid podcast fan Stephanie left an Apple review that says, "The Zoe Science and Nutrition Podcast is a life-changing, science-based, myth-busting podcast that's a must-listen for anyone who eats food and wants to understand how it affects their body."
If you're ready to join millions of others like Stephanie transforming their health, then search for Zoe Science and Nutrition wherever you listen to podcasts.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome to Staying Up with Cammy and Taryn. I'm Cammy.
And I'm Taryn. And every night we have a sleepover, but once a week. Or sometimes longer spurts of time. We invite you to stay up with us. So yeah, thanks for coming.
I'm sorry it's been a freaking minute, y'all. But sorry, we've been a little busy.
Shit's been a little wild, huh?
Yeah, it's been a little kooky. Like the last month of wedding planning is insane. And I'm also starting to really agree with the term, like not the term, when people were saying like, you plan a wedding for as long as you have time to plan a wedding.
Yes.
It doesn't matter if you have a year and a half or if you have 6 months. Like, it's all kind of going to be the same. So sometimes I do get why people are like, you don't need a long engagement to plan a wedding. But I'm glad we had a long engagement because we got to enjoy it before the chaos of the planning.
Me too. Well, before we hop into it, can we just say hello? Sorry, it's been crazy.
We missed you guys.
We missed y'all. And we got some, I saw some nice DMs come in, people being like, hi, gently pinging. Yeah. When is the podcast coming back? We're really sorry. We love making it. It was top of mind, believe it or not.
And there were so many times where we're like, should we record tonight? Should we record tonight? And then night comes around and we're exhausted from regular work, wedding planning, life, chaos. That's why we're doing it in the morning, because if we just wake up and we're like, no, we have to do it this morning, we'll get it done.
Sorry, I keep trying to get comfier. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Thanks.
You okay?
Yeah. Hi.
You cozy?
Yeah.
I love you.
We just woke up, full transparency.
Yeah. Like no washed faces. Just
I washed my face.
You did.
Yep.
Proud of you.
I'm working on it. We've been getting facials again as I try to reconstruct my face before this wedding.
The wedding's in a week, y'all. A week and a day.
So 7 days.
7 days.
I know. Yeah, 7 days.
I know, but I was saying it like
horror movie.
Spooky. 7 days.
Okay, what horror movie? The Ring?
Is it? Where they watch the tape and... I'm not sure.
I cannot believe people make and watch horror movies. Can I just say that?
I always watched horror movies before.
It just drives me. It's so wild.
I loved it.
What's the point?
Like, what's the point of jumping out of a plane? Like skydiving, not...
That's fun.
Yeah, but it's like thrilling. It's thrilling to be scared and make it through something. Like, I have always gotten a lot of joy from doing something that I maybe don't want to do. Because I'm scared, and then being like, but I'm alive. Like getting a tattoo, the one on my finger hurt like nothing I've ever experienced, but I was laughing because I was like, I'm doing this and it's not killing me. And it's a really cool experience to be like, oh my God, I can handle so much more than I thought.
The thrill argument, I understand that. It just feels like, hear me out, there's so much bad shit in the world already. Like I was scrolling Twitter this morning and somebody,
Ricky just tooted.
Hi, Tutor McGavin.
And it's her birthday. Sorry to cut you off. I felt like that was very important.
It's Ricky's birthday, and she's tooting, and I love
that. Ricky.
Are your bowels celebrating?
Want to make a podcast? Spotify's got a platform that lets you make one super easily, then distribute it everywhere and even earn money. All in one place for free. It's called Spotify for Podcasters, and here's how it works. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else podcasts are heard, and you can even share video podcasts on Spotify. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can earn money in a variety of ways, including ads and podcast subscriptions. And best of all, it's totally free with no catch. It's been so great for Taryn and I to record and publish our episodes ourselves from anywhere. So if you're ready to start your podcast, give it a try. Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to www.spotify.com/podcasters to get started.
I was scrolling Twitter and I saw this picture of an actor that I didn't know was still acting, and someone said, like, tweeted and was like, oh my god, their performance in this horror movie was so amazing. And she was hanging upside down, covered in blood.
Ooh.
And her skin did look good, like it was, that's what caught, that's why I looked. I was like, wow, skin looks amazing. And then she was like, I'm so excited to work on this project, blah blah blah. And we have a friend who's an actor that always wants to work in horror movies. And I'm like, bitch, that feels like a terrible time, a terrible way to spend your time.
Yeah.
I really mean that. And maybe this goes back to our acting conversation we had the other day.
Yeah.
Well,
we don't need to get
into it.
It's going to go on too long. Yeah. I mean, that's how my mom feels. Like, she, I don't really watch horror movies anymore because a lot of them are just like gory for the sake of being gory, or like, I like there to be some purpose or message in it as well. Like, I think, I think scary movies can be a great way to portray bigger things.
Yeah.
Because it heightens all your experience. It's
like,
so much,
it's like
more
comedy in that way.
Yeah. It's like everything. Yeah. When you're laughing, you're going to be like, as I was saying, when we were talking about wedding speeches and stuff, if you get people laughing, you're more likely to get them crying. Like, you kind of grab people's attention. But I think a lot of horror movies have just been too dark and too creepy. Like, my mom hated when we would watch horror movies. She'd be like, this is so dark. Like, why are you bringing this energy into your life? And I do get that, and I do relate to that. But I feel like horror movies lately have been like horror comedy, and I've been loving that genre. It's
That's
so
fine.
Funny.
Horror comedy is fine.
Yeah.
It's just like
pure horror.
Yeah, it's a little much for me.
Yeah, I never really loved just pure horror. I always just thought they were funny. Like, I used to watch Chucky when I was little because my brother would try to scare me, and I didn't want him to know I was scared. So I would pop my little VHS in my like tiny TV in my bedroom, and I would watch it over and over and over and over and over again.
You had a tiny VHS? Like, it was just like...
No, the TV, the tiny TV. The TV was very little. The VHS was normal size. But that reminded me of the little clickets. Do you remember those? That played like
that
30
played
seconds
like 30
of the music.
Dude,
and
I had
you could
a
pay extra
one.
For the 60. Oh, duh.
I had an Oops, I Did It Again.
Me too. Mine were, I think we're all Britney. But I used to watch it again and again so that when I watched it with him, I wouldn't be scared.
That's adorable.
Or if he would like talk about Chucky, I wouldn't be scared.
Chucky.
And then that's when I started lucid dreaming and controlling my dreams. Like, I was just like, scary movies has made me such a mind over matter person. So I got to give them props there.
Well, then I blame scary movies for you never going to the doctor.
Probably.
That's terrible.
Yeah. No, that's different.
You don't think that's mind over matter?
No, I think that's just fear.
That's just
where
mine.
It still gets me.
That's just mine.
Yeah.
Wow.
Tangent. Sorry. Where did we go? How did that happen?
Whoa. All to say, I don't even know how we started talking about spooky moves, but all to say, consistency is key, and we lost our keys for a minute. But
that was cute.
That was kind of cute.
Did you just come up with that?
Yeah, I did.
Wow.
Right off the tongue there.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, hand on heart, you really
hand
just
on heart,
came up
swear
with
my life.
Wow. That was impressive.
You know, I've always been really jealous of people.
Consistency is key, and we lost the keys. Dude.
You know, wait. I've been really jealous of freestyle rappers. I just think it's so amazing.
Oh, yeah.
That
I think
they can,
you
like,
being jealous of that.
Well, I make a lot of ditties around the house.
Yes, you do.
And they're actually quite good.
Occasionally.
6 out of 10 are...
I'll give you that.
More
I'll
often like those... than not, they're like, that was actually kind of good.
Yeah.
And the key to a good ditty is not the melody. although those can be good as well.
It's lyrics.
It's the
normally
like,
it's melodies of other things that you're taking, yes, and then you're remixing.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I love that. But the times where I'm most impressed with myself are when I find the right words, I fall into them. Mm, right. Mm, mm. I saw a TikTok the other day of, have you seen this guy, Harry Mack?
No.
He's like this white rapper dude that's like, yo, what's up? My name is Harry Mack and the Mack Stars.
I haven't.
He went to USC with Tyler. And so they kind of know him.
Okay.
He's gotten huge. He's like on the talk show tour now. He's like doing really well. His freestyles are so wild. And he talked about how he does it. And he said he uses a trick called... something and
semantics, who cares?
Instead, so if you give me a random word,
apple,
perfect. Okay. Instead of trying to find where apple fits, he quickly thinks of what rhymes with apple.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a hard word for me.
Oh, it's like he works backwards.
He
so
works
it's like,
backwards.
It's like, yeah, what rhymes with apple?
Chapel. Okay.
Yeah. So he'd be like talking about a girl and he's going to marry her and
take her to the chapel.
And he can't wait till the kids come home so he can feed him an apple.
Exactly.
Because then it's like, oh, you didn't start with apple and then have to like be like, what am I doing?
Yes.
It's like, I know where I'm ending.
Yes.
So I'm just going to word vomit until I get to my.
He gives himself a easier point to get to.
Yeah.
Works his way into it. Yeah. And then. And throws apple in at the end.
I think most freestyle rappers who you throw out a word do that because the word is always somewhere in the middle.
Isn't that brilliant?
So it's like now that they've been saying stuff for a little bit, they're in their flow. They get to the word that they already were given.
Yeah.
And then they can kind of like spit off a couple more lines.
I thought it was so
smart.
Are
you going to become a rapper?
And now I'm a little bit like Terry Mack.
You're like,
I came up with that. Like, that was funny too.
That was funny.
So yeah.
You're so cute. I came up with that. No one's a bigger hype woman to Taryn than Taryn, and I love that about you.
On Tuesday the other day, someone said, you come off quite cocky. Is this true? And it didn't get enough upvotes for me to answer it. Like, I did.
You can answer whatever you want. You know that. That's all.
No,
that
I didn't have enough time in the day to answer all
you
of them.
Like,
so I was trying to go by priority because that's the point of doing it that way. But
not enough people thought you were cocky.
No, and then someone else said, ignore the cocky question. And then that started getting some upvotes. So I was like, okay, well. But do you think I'm cocky? You can be honest. I'm asking you honestly.
No. I'm not afraid to be honest. I have never
had myself.
I know you do. I've never had the thought that you're cocky. I think cocky has a very negative connotation, but when I actually think about it, I don't know like the Webster definition. So in my mind, you're going to. Keep it.
But keep talking.
In my mind, cocky is just like you take confidence too far, you back yourself too hard, where it's like unwarranted and it turns into like being kind of unkind. You think you're better than everyone else.
Yes. Cocky is conceited or arrogant, especially in a bold or impudent way.
Yeah. So I wouldn't say you're cocky. I think if you're cocky, you're cocky about really funny things. Like, you will die on the hill that your little ditties around the house are above subpar. And it's debatable.
I would die on that hill.
In my mind, it's debatable. In your mind, it's absolutely not debatable. Like you said, and when you said 6 out of 10 times, you wanted to say higher. Like you.
Yeah.
But I think you, it's not about being cocky. It's about you enjoy yourself. You enjoy spending time with yourself. Like if you could duplicate yourself and hang out with you, you would be stoked.
I worry I would find myself annoying. I had this thought this morning.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't. Like, you always want me to, like, laugh harder at your jokes at all times. Like, if I'm not in the mood and I'm, like, don't want to chuckle, she, like, will just keep going because she's like, why are you not laughing at my jokes? Like, you always want that. You want your same energy at all times, no matter what you're feeling. If you, like, if you're down, you want to be like down and negative. You're like energetic and ready to go. You want that. So if you could duplicate you, as long as I worry that if you duplicated you and you got off and one of you was sad and one of you was hyper, that's when you would you would really not like yourself. Yeah. But if you guys were guaranteed to stay on the same wavelength, you'd marry you.
No. I don't think I would rather marry myself than marry you.
Really? That's nice.
No, I love you.
I love you too.
Like, I think that we make a great team.
I think so too.
I think two of me would not be good.
Yeah.
In more circumstances than two of me would be good. Yeah. Also, I don't think that I'm cocky, but I think that I'm more confident than the average person. And that
I agree.
Is people want to think of that as cocky instead of just like a healthy confidence.
It's really funny because we preach wanting people to be confident. We want people to like their bodies. We want people to like themselves. We want people to be proud of themselves. But when people are, we don't like it. You know, it's like we need people to be self-deprecating so that we can tell them, no, you're good enough. You're great. You're funny. You're this, you're that, you're beautiful. But then if they're already doing that, we're like, ugh, I don't relate to that. I don't know why. Yeah. I see it on TikTok a lot, especially of like if somebody says something self-deprecating and it's so funny and people are like, oh my God, I relate to this. But like, no way. You're so pretty. Blah, blah, blah. And then if somebody comes on, they're like, I love the way I look. Like, I think I'm so cute. People most of the time, the comments are like, okay, you're not that hot.
Yeah.
Relax.
I think people are just scared of other people being happy.
Yeah.
I think that
we're all in this together. And then if somebody's not in it,
it's like you believe that happiness is like a finite resource. And if someone else has it, then you can't possibly have it.
Mm.
It's like the bag is only so big.
Yeah.
And so if this person feels this good about themselves, then I can't have that.
Yeah.
It takes away from my chance of feeling good about myself, which is so stupid. Also, I am so open about the things that I'm not confident about myself.
Exactly.
And I'm just like, there's enough of those.
Well, it's like, just because I feel really not confident about this one thing doesn't mean it needs to take away from the things I know I'm good at.
What are you confident about in yourself?
Ooh.
What are you cocky about in yourself? If you had to push something to that level.
I don't think so. I don't think there's
flip cup. Cocky about flip cup.
Okay, but here's the thing. I get so nervous to play flip cup.
Cammy's really good at flip cup.
But I don't even like to say that sometimes because I'm so scared one time.
Yeah.
I'm going to be. So now I have this big reputation that I'm so good. I do my little trick with like all of them at a time. Like
she has this like very lesbian trick, really. Where she tell them.
So I line up.
The way you put your
hand. I line up four cups and I flip them over, one with the pinky, one with the pointer finger on each hand.
Uh-huh.
And I flip them all and six times out of 10, land them all.
Uh-huh.
What are you doing?
It's just hot the way you're talking about it.
I wasn't getting that.
It's okay.
It's
pretty amazing.
Yeah, I think flip cup's all about just staying calm, and once you find your technique, you stay in it. Probably I can imagine how like foul shooter basketball players feel. Like when they're just on the like they know they
muscle
can
memory.
Get that 1,000 times.
Yeah.
As long as they don't get in their head, they're gonna nail it. It's like ignore everything else. You know the exact movement, but if you panic, you'll kind of like twitch or move or whatever.
Yeah.
I am so scared to be cocky about flip cup and not do well.
Yeah.
Where people are like, oh, I want Cam on my team. She's so good. And I'm like, this is the time I'm going to suck. I'm so scared of being bad at things that I don't think I'm cocky. I'm like, in my head, I'm like,
you won't let yourself.
I know
there.
That I'm good at it. Like, of all the times I've played, I've really never had a time where I'm not good. I've had times where I've lost, but it's been fun to lose where it's like, you know, something to work towards.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's like in my head, I'm like, I can't just go into it and be like, I'm amazing at this.
I feel similarly about writing my vows.
Yeah.
I've gotten so many messages about so much being pressure. Like, I can't wait to hear your vows.
Yeah. People have such high expectations for you.
And I'm like, they're not for you. I want them to be good, obviously.
I also don't even know if the internet is going to hear them.
Yeah, but even friends are saying that.
Yeah.
Like Maddie, your manager said that to me yesterday. And I'm like,
well, I think the problem is you're not just a writer in your career. Oh, I have a sneeze in me.
You're
a writer for hobby. I got to look at it like.
I wonder why that works.
Because it like irritates your sinuses. I don't know.
Smart.
I felt like
love that.
I felt like the guy from The Last of Us. Whenever she the little girl's always asking him, like, how does this work?
Did I say bless you? Bless you. Sorry.
I'm not sure if you did. I saw your eyes gloss over, like, did I?
Sorry.
What were we talking about?
The guy from The Last of Us?
No, before that. Before the sneeze. My brain is... Oh, Vows. You are a writer in your profession, but you're also a writer for hobby.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where people have the higher expectations. You could say, like, I'm a copywriter, and that does not mean you're going to be good at Vows. Like,
yeah,
being good on the business side of, like, being concise and creating brand voice and tone, like, that's so different. Mm. But you, and I was talking to my mom about this. My mom was, like, asking a million and one questions about us, and I know it was for her speech. And at the end, I had to go. I was like, Mom, if you don't know these, if you don't, she was like, remind me again how you and Taryn met. I was like, Mom, I've one told you the story 10,000 times, but, like, your speech needs to come from you. I'm not writing your speech for you.
It does feel like our family's crowdsourcing facts. Yes.
I'm like, oh, my God. Panicking. They're like, what don't I know about them?
Yeah.
But I was telling her that one of my favorite things about you is how you can find and put so much meaning into the smallest things. Like, I won't even notice it. The wind will blow. And then the next day I'll read this thing about, like, how that reminded you of this and this. Like, you are so introspective and you find, like, such profound meaning in such small things, not in an obnoxious way or like a, it's just the sun, relax. Like, you really make it so relatable.
Thanks, honey.
And I think it, like, in your captions on Instagram, it's like those subtle things, even in your Q's days sometimes, like, even though there's typically 1,000 typos because you're writing so fast, like, you'll write it and it's like,
wow. The shade.
I know.
It's
just kidding.
Love.
It's kidding.
That's fair.
It's like, but that's what I mean. Like, you're not putting a lot of thought into Q's day.
No.
You are answering as many as you can quickly. So there's a million typos. And yet people read it and I'll be like, oh my God, that's exactly what I was feeling and I didn't know how to say it. And
hey,
I think people feel
nice.
That about you, and that's why they expect your vowels to be good. I don't think you should put unnecessary pressure on you.
Yeah.
Just do what you do. It's almost like somebody who is, like, amazing at math trying to teach a 3-year-old. You know what I mean?
Trying to do math in front of 150 of their closest friends and family.
And they'd be fine because it's second nature. It's like, it's not good because you have to make this, like, masterpiece. You just be you and people are going to be, like, beyond shocked by that. And you're going to be like, wait, why are you guys so impressed by this? Like,
get off
it's
my
nothing.
Nuts, you guys. I'm getting married.
Guys.
Right now, I'm getting
it's
married.
It's too late.
You
can't kiss
you.
Me.
Thanks, honey. That was really sweet.
But I don't even mean to be
I should
sweet.
Give you that sort of pep talk before you do Flip Cup next time.
Can you?
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
You just, the way you flip those cups, it's second nature, babe. You do it for hobby and profession.
You're cute. I love you.
I love you too. How are you feeling about everything right now?
I am so excited.
Me too.
I'm so beyond excited. I
to just put a stake in the ground of where we are right now. We are a week and a day away from our actual wedding ceremony.
Yeah.
This time next week, we will be
at a pool party with our friends.
A pool party with our friends.
Weather permitting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mom, I can't
do
talk
not
right
disturb.
Now. Dina, do not disturb me.
Everything's ringing. All the devices are ringing.
She knows how to get a hold of me. Anyway, so that is the background of where we are.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
I think we're like, this is the clear home stretch where anything that's not done is not done. And it's fine. Like, there's something that I don't think is going to arrive on time. And it was like, quote unquote, an important part. Nothing is important enough.
It will.
You are the important person. Like, we are there. Our people are there. It's going to be so fun. The only thing that I'm feeling like could make me stressed is the weather.
Same.
We're having like a crazy winter storm in Southern California. It's like freaking me out. It's so hot everywhere it's supposed to be cold. It's so cold everywhere it's supposed to be hot. Like, I was thinking, what if everything flips and LA just like becomes like cold weather? No one would want to live here.
Oh,
like, that's
my God.
What we that's our thing.
That like, is our thing.
What if it just flips?
Whoa, babe.
And like the Midwest, like Nebraska's the new hotspot.
Literal.
You never know.
Literal hotspot.
Yeah.
I did see like a weather map that said that the East Coast is experiencing the hottest weather they've experienced and the West Coast is experiencing the coldest weather we've experienced right now.
And that's that, like, okay, I'm going to be totally transparent. I don't think I understand weather and weather predictions.
Thank you for being honest about that.
Well, like, I really just don't.
We
think
all
I
thought
do.
You did.
Well, I feel like most people try to pretend that they do, and
no
I just
no one does, honey.
Like, ooh. I don't get it. But to me, it sounds weird. Like, I was looking at the map, and it's just like a clear line. Like, it was, I forget what cities, but they were like very. It was like New York and somewhere very close together that don't typically have that different of weather. It's like two East Coast coastal cities. Mm-hmm. And one was like 40 degrees and one was 80. And I was like, how can it be that close? Like, there's a clear line. And in my mind, I'm like, that's not normal that it's so cold here, so hot here, and it's flipped. But that could be totally normal. Maybe that's just how fronts work. I don't know.
I have no idea. Yeah. I'm not, I can't even, if I was standing in front of people, in front of an audience of people right now, we are podcasting. And they all said, explain weather to me. Explain why it's hot today and cold tomorrow.
Oof.
I don't think that I could even babble my way to something coherent. Do you think you could?
No. I would talk about
30
cold,
seconds.
Cold fronts and
30 seconds
warm
hit
fronts.
Me.
So, air pressure system. The air rises and it has to move. And because the planet is round, it continues to swirl and go around. Mm-hmm. When pressure systems come together, that creates weather. So if a hot and cold hit together, that creates one type. Two hot fronts hit, that's another type.
Mm.
So depending on the level of precipitation in the air, mixed with cloud coverage, and where the fronts are aligning, mm-hmm. you will get different temperatures.
Oscar horrendous. Goes to Nobel Peace Prize. That was interesting. I don't know what I learned, but I loved it.
I don't know what I said.
You kind of just said cold front a lot in front, which was triggering because the company I work for is called Front, and now I can't stop thinking about work.
Sorry.
However, no, but I think that was much more legitimate than anything I would have said.
Thanks.
Well done.
Thank you. Well, you also don't know when seasons happen.
Oh,
which
come
is
on.
Fair. No, that's fair. You lived in Southern California your whole life. I get it. But Taryn has, she like didn't even know the order of the seasons, which I thought was kind of spooky.
When would that ever come in handy?
It's just like, it's like knowing that it's raining outside. When would that come in handy? It's just like common knowledge. It comes in handy when you're planning a trip, a vacation.
Are we in winter?
Yes, we're still in winter. Winter is about to end and we are going into?
Spring.
Good. Well done.
Then summer mm-hmm. or autumn or fall.
Wait. Those three things are not the same thing. We go into summer, you're right. And then what's after summer?
Fall.
And what's the difference between fall and autumn?
Leaves are orange.
They're the same.
In one.
It's okay. One season.
I don't know. Whatever. All I care about are the seasons of love.
Yeah, there you go. I love you.
I love you too.
How are you feeling about the wedding? Most excited for, most nervous for going right.
My happy crappy.
Yeah. Oh, I did not know what you said. I was like, what is she saying? Happy crappy. Got it.
Yeah, happy crappy. My crappy is watching Regan's lick her asshole right now.
Riggy, I'm letting you because it's your birthday, but it's too much.
It's disgusting. She is right behind Cammy and just going to town
going
on her little a-hole.
Her booty.
So that's my crappy.
Cool that she can do that herself.
Cammy! Oh my god.
I am.
Oh my god. I just learned that Cammy wants to lick her own butthole. Oh my god.
I don't. I'm kidding.
But you want the ability to.
I'm just saying. It's convenient.
Oh my god. Ooh. I'm a little lost for words here.
Anyways, happy crappy.
My crappy.
Not crappy. I want like, what are you nervous won't go right?
I'm
besides
nervous.
The weather.
I'm nervous about. Okay, besides the weather.
Yeah, we know you're nervous about the weather. Taryn checks every 2 seconds. Speaking of, where's my phone? Oh, it's up there.
I am nervous about. Well, it's weather adjacent. Is that okay?
Sure.
everything that we've planned is outside and like warm weather oriented.
Yeah.
It's like pool party. It's like an outdoor thing, whatever.
Yeah.
And so my nerves are culminating around people's experience not being what they thought it would be.
Yeah.
And I've talked to my therapist a lot about this. It is not my thing to deal with. What people expect and what people get out of a thing like this doesn't.
Yeah.
It's not. I can't worry about that.
It's just hard when, yeah, it's like you can't control people's like good time or if they're making the most of what we've created. But I feel like we've like created this experience and put so much time and effort and money into it being like a vacation.
Yeah.
Some people are coming from really far. It's Palm Springs. Like,
yeah,
I feel like anytime somebody comes and visits me and California, it could be like dead middle of winter and it's raining and they're like, what, it's not sunny out? And I'm like, no, it's not like always. Like, we don't live on like an island in the Bahamas. Like, well, even that I'm sure gets chilly sometimes.
Yeah.
But I don't know, it's just like worrisome that people, I don't want anyone to be cold. I hate being cold. Mm-hmm. I don't want anyone to be cold.
Me too. My happy, or the thing that I'm most excited about that's not like an obvious thing, mm-hmm. is that at Tyler and Taryn's wedding, a wedding we went to recently, of one of my best friends, or two of my best friends, it was cold. And instead of us being like, it's cold, everybody spent the entire weekend talking about like the positives of it being yeah. cold and like just channeling our energy into that's other true. Things.
Yeah.
And it just felt so kind. Like, mm-hmm. I just was like, they must feel...
That's a really good point.
Like, I just felt Tyler feeling stressed.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone was like, oh my God, Tyler, like, it doesn't even matter. And it didn't, because we all said it didn't.
Yeah. That's a good point.
And so that's what's making me feel hopeful about, like, mm-hmm. even if the weather's weird or even if something goes wrong beyond weather, like, if our wedding planner gets sick or something mm-hmm. and can't be there, and that would be terrible. But, like,
maybe
if anyone gets sick with COVID and can't be there or whatever, mm-hmm. I'm like, it'll be fine, because not only will it be fine just because it is fine and because the point of it all is for you and I to get married and we will do that no matter what,
yeah.
but it will also be fine because we have constructed a guest list of people that are our closest people in the world and know that we need that level of support, that level yeah. of love, that level of whatever during this. Mm-hmm. And they want to give that to us. So they'll just be like painting, you know, rose-colored glasses on everything, yeah. which will be nice. Your wow. laptop's about to die.
That is such a good point. And I didn't even think about comparing it to Tyler and Taryn's wedding. We were in Cabo, and it was, like, a little chilly.
Yeah.
Probably similar to what the vibe for our wedding will be.
Yeah.
And even though I despise being cold, I did not even think about it. Like, and we were there for days, like, laying out by the pool, and, like, the pool water was a little bit cold, and as much as I hate being cold, I hate being cold in water.
Mm-hmm.
And I was never thinking about it for my experience. I had the best time. In my head, I was like, I hope Tyler and Taryn aren't worried. I hope they're not stressed. I hope they're not like upset. And I hope that they're having a good time. And I hope they're not worried about everyone else's experience. Mm-hmm. And you're right. We all like made the most of it. And I never thought about it
mm-hmm.
at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the only time I thought about it was, I checked the weather. I should have brought more jackets. Like, what was I thinking? Like, dumb on my part. But
yeah.
it never fazed me. It didn't take away a second of the experience.
I personally loved it because I got to wear a hoodie and sweats.
Yeah. It was like, it was cozy.
I was like,
we like,
this is so fucking cozy.
Sitting by the fireplace was so nice. Yeah. Like, it was the best. It was so perfect.
I'm so excited. I've really loved, I don't know if you felt this, but I've really loved to see my friends like step up.
Mm-hmm.
Right now,
yeah,
I think, like, I told one of my bridesmen, Steven, that like he asked me what he needed or what I needed recently, and I was like, would you just like check up on me,
sweet.
Like every day, like just send me a text,
minute.
It doesn't need to be anything, but just like something. And every day since then, he has sent me something, like
really
something little, something whatever. Tell me he's excited. Send me pictures of him crying because he's so excited. Like, even just an emoji. And I'm like, this is, and I'm getting that from all of the people in my circle, but yeah. It's just been, that's been a really nice thing about this.
Yeah.
Are you experiencing that with your friends?
Oh my gosh, so much.
Yeah.
I feel like if people aren't being like checking in and what do I need and how can I help or whatever, people are just like checking in how you're feeling. Like my friend Paige texted me yesterday. And I just, I mean, she's just.
I can't wait to meet this girl.
I'm so excited for you to meet her. Cool. I think you guys are going to get along so well. She is just such a thoughtful, caring, intentional friend where like she lives in New York. I barely ever get to see her. And she was like, look, she was like, if you have pictures of what your friends are wearing, like send me. I can't stop buying outfits. Like, I'm so excited. I don't know what to wear. And then she started sending stuff for me. She's like, do you have your set to wear while you're getting ready? This is so cute. Can I get this for you? Like,
oh my
she's
God.
Just so
a star.
Sweet. And she's like, how are you feeling? Is there anything you're nervous about? Is there any way I can help? Like,
I love that.
It's been really nice to see. Obviously, our wedding party has been incredible and checking in on us and the people who are in our lives all the time and our families. But it's been really fun to see those like special people who we have to kind of watch our lives from afar because of distance or time or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
Just checking in and telling us that they're excited for us. Like,
it's been cool.
Yeah. Even just like random DMs, even people who I kind of know online who unfortunately can't come to the wedding because we just didn't have enough room for every person we've ever interacted with. Like, I think even having those people be like, I'm so happy for you.
Same.
And not like bitter that they're not invited, because obviously it was never anything personal.
Yeah,
it's just space.
Yeah.
And it's really nice to see that, of like just these people who like we're just there for each other's milestones in life.
Yeah.
It just made me feel like there's just this really supportive community around us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just this tight little inner circle. It like webs out to so many little groups of people. And it's really special to see like how much love brings people together and how excited people are. And even just comments on like, I've been posting more TikToks lately and talking about the wedding and people just being like, oh my God, I've followed you since 2015. I can't believe you're getting married. This is so cool. And like,
that's so sick.
And it just made me think about like how much my life has changed and how proud I am of the changes that have happened, and just like knowing that like there's a whole group of people out in the world where we like kind of grew up together like from afar, which is so cute. I don't know,
love that.
Just has made me feel like there's like a little blanket of love everywhere, and it's really cute.
And there is.
There is.
Indeed. Especially for you. Like, I feel like people are, you know, people watch your journey online forever. Mm-hmm. It's like, this must be crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy as an insider because I also watched your journey online.
Yeah.
And so it's double crazy to be the one that is getting to be a part of it. But
a part of it. The part of it.
The part of it. But like, I remember watching like your videos, you know, 10 years ago or whatever, and just being like, oh my God, this looks so fun. Or like, oh,
that's,
I wonder,
so,
you know, it's just really crazy to like, and then we'll, next chapter of our lives, that'll probably have some public element too. It's just, it's so crazy.
And I think it's cooler for other people too, because like a lot of people, if they've found my page and cared to follow me, it was because they were closeted and it was like almost living vicariously through somebody who was out and living their life, and they related to me in some sense. And now a lot of those people are out. Some of those people are married or in long-term relationships, or like have a whole community of love and support. And when they think about back when they found me online in probably a darker space, I think it's cool to reflect of like, oh my God, this person who was like a baby when I followed them is now getting married.
Yeah.
And then it kind of makes you reflect on how much your life has changed too. I just think it's cool. I'm like, we all did this. We all grew up together.
We all done did it together.
It's really cute.
I love you, honey.
I love you. I can't believe we're getting married next week.
It's so fucking crazy. I'm like,
we leave in,
this is crazy,
5 days to go to the desert.
And the one thing I will tell everyone is it's so much prep. Like, planning alone is crazy, but like work, for instance, a major rock in my life, I have to plan to be gone for a week and a half.
Yeah.
And so that's an added like sprint of work on the way up, like leading up to it. And that's just one part of your life that you're prepping for. It's all good. It's all good, but it is so a lot. Cute.
It's definitely a lot.
Yeah.
But I love you. I love you.
Oh, squishy, okay? Squishy little handle. Yeah, great. Shall we read our listener cue?
Oh, yeah. How long have we been chit-chatting for? Oh, wow. Oops. I also just remembered that there's a hole in the crotch of these pants, and I'm hoping that I haven't been flashing everybody this whole.
You want me to look?
Ever showed. No. Get out of here. Yeah, give us our listener cue. I also wanted...
I have underwear on, so hopefully,
we're just flashing everybody. I also wanted to chat through the kind of untraditional things we're going to be doing for our wedding, and then talk about how they went after, because I posted TikTok and people had a lot of questions about that. Hmm. But maybe, like we said, let's try to get an episode in before the wedding, and maybe we can run through all that.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to go too far over
maybe
time.
Maybe this weekend we'll just do a, like, wedding run through.
Yeah. Expectation versus reality. And yeah, it can be expectations that episode, and then the next one reality.
That's great.
Okay, guys, stay tuned for that.
I wondered,
just chatting through our plan during the
I also wonder if we should talk through, like, I thought it would be cool if there was someone I followed online.
Yeah.
And I cared about their wedding and they were getting married.
Yeah.
I would, like, want to know what they're doing in real time. Not in real time, but, like, oh, Thursday night they have this planned. Friday night they have this planned. And I was like, would it be cool to, like,
run through our schedule
a little bit, so that, like, when those dates come up, you're like, oh my god, they're at this right now or whatever.
Yeah, I think that feeds into our
or
expectation
is that, like,
versus
weird
reality?
For, like, a safety thing.
No, I think it's fine. We'll chat it through. We don't even, why are we planning this on the podcast? Okay.
Well, because I was like, should we do that right now? But yeah, okay.
No, I think this is all. We are going to record another episode this weekend. We will give you another one before the wedding.
Yeah,
we promise. Okay. What do you got for us, girl?
Listener cue. Also, thank you so much for sending questions in. These questions and stories, it's such a joy to read. I wish we could read them all the time, because they're so great. But
we'll have to do one episode all listener stories.
We have to. This subject line fooked me up, as you will understand soon. It's a half gossip story.
Oh,
half piece of asking for advice.
Okay.
My best friend fucked our sperm donor.
Wait, was that planned? Or, like, how to get the sperm?
That's the subject line.
What the
line.
Fuck?
Let's begin. Hi.
Hi. Hi. Oh my god.
My wife and I have officially chosen our sperm donor, Jake. Wait,
I'm gonna throw up.
Hold on. Let me make sure these names are cool to say.
Just change them all. Just be safe.
For privacy, I've changed the names of all involved.
Oh, thank God.
Please also give me a fake name.
Okay, you got it.
Jessica. Jess. Okay. Hi, Jess. My wife and I have officially chosen our sperm donor, Jake, who is the sweetest, coolest, most handsome man on the planet.
Is he?
Can we have his number?
Yeah, can we use
his
sperm?
Great. My best friend, Meg, who lives in Australia, came home for the holidays. Meg was, of course, very excited for us and said she'd like to meet Jake and get to know him, since he's going to be a huge part in the next step in my and my wife's life. Unfortunately, because of the subject line, we know where this is going.
Oh, the best friend did.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I heard my wife did. I don't know why.
I mean, that'd be so much darker of a story.
That's where my head went, and I was like, why are you saying he's so great? You know, okay, he fucks your wife. Okay. Sorry, I, like,
the best friend
dramatized that way bigger in my
head. We planned an outing for the two of them to meet. Interesting.
Jess, you set them up on a date.
You did set them
Jess.
Up. We made it clear to Meg that Jake was off limits. Context. Meg is a bit of a man eater. And a known heartbreaker.
And you only made her want to more.
Okay, Jesse, why did we send her on a...
I know, if we knew this, date. I don't want to judge you, Jess, but if we knew she's a man
eater... Oh, no. We went out for drinks and trivia.
Oh.
Okay.
We all went together.
We all went.
Okay.
We went out for drinks and trivia, and everyone was having a great time. At some point, Jake ran to the bathroom. While he was away, Meg turns followed. To me and says something like, I hope Jake doesn't think I'm into him. I'm just so touchy in a friendly way, and I don't want to mislead him. Okay, Meg.
Meg, stop touching.
Then I respond something like...
She's like giving him a handy under the table. I hope he's not confused.
So touchy. I respond something like, well, Meg, maybe just tell Jake you're not into him so he understands.
She's like, but I am.
Fast forward to the end of the night. Everyone goes back to our place. Ooh. Jake is feeling tired and asks to lay down. I say, you can crash on the couch or I can call you a taxi. Taxi, very classy. Jake responds, I think I saw a cozy bed in the back room that I'm going to crash on. Oh. Meg's bed. Meg jumps in.
Oh,
that's fine.
No.
We can both fit.
No, 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 no. Don't say no, thank you.
Meg follows Jake into the guest room and they go to bed. Okay. What? I would not have let this door shut.
Also, like, so what's his name? Jake?
Yeah.
So intense of him to be like, you can crash on the couch or you, I call you taxi. And he's like, I'll take the bed.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Are you sure he's the most handsomest, coolest, etc.?
That's bizarre.
No, I'm just kidding. He's probably amazing. Sorry. He is going to be their sperm donor no matter what, probably. So we love him. Jake, thank you for your donation.
Oh, he doesn't have to be great. He just has to be hot.
True. And have good health. Jinx. Jinx, you owe me a baby. Okay. My wife and I get ready for bed and suddenly hear moaning coming from our guest room.
No,
we were immediately furious with Meg. It felt like a massive betrayal because we had made it clear to her that Jake was not an option.
What the fuck, girl?
Everyone wakes up the next morning and it's extremely awkward. Jake heads home right away. I immediately start questioning Meg, trying to understand why she would make this choice. She says she doesn't have any feelings for him and that it won't happen again and is extremely apologetic. The rest of the weekend was awkward and we barely even spoke to each other. That sucks.
Yeah.
She's since gone home to Australia. My wife and I are still pissed and I just don't know what to do about my friendship with Meg. I know that I could forgive her eventually, but I'm not sure my wife can. Are we overreacting? It just feels like Meg selfishly put our family planning at risk.
Yeah.
It is already so difficult for queer couples to conceive. It was hard to find a known donor that we actually like and trust. She could have any guy except this one. We made that clear, but she still took what she wanted regardless of the risks of our feelings. Jake, on the other hand, everything is fine. My wife and I talked to him and explained that we tried to prevent the two of them from sleeping together by making it clear to Meg that this was a boundary for us. We apologized to him for not communicating this boundary with him. Hmm. We shared our fear that Meg tends to break hearts and we didn't want to bring someone into his life that would hurt him or cause him pain. He explained that it was just for fun. He has no hard feelings towards us or Meg. He still wants to be our sperm donor. I know this is some L-word level bullshit, but seriously, what do we do about Meg? For privacy, I've changed the names. Please give me a fake name. I'm excited to hear what you come up with, Jess. Taryn, I apologize for the poor grammar, shit sentence structure, and run-on sentences. I'm not a professional writer. Please feel free to rewrite some shit so it flows better and I sound smarter. No, it was lovely. I loved it. Cam and Taryn, congrats on the upcoming nuptials. Wishing you a lifetime of happiness and many more simchas together. That's feeling like a Yiddish word.
What is it?
It's Yiddish.
What is it?
It's a Hebrew word that means gladness or joy.
Cute. Simcha. I like that.
All right. Simchas.
Dude. Crazy. Like,
thoughts?
What if she got pregnant?
I had that exact thought.
Like,
and then they would have siblings.
On. Yeah. Well, or would you just not have the sperm donor? Like, I just think I get questioning if you're being too dramatic about this situation, but I just think it's bigger than this. It's like, when you're fighting with someone, it's normally not about the fight. It's about a bigger thing.
Yeah.
And the thing is, Meg is disrespectful.
Yeah.
Like,
you told her no.
Yeah. You were already worried, which the fact that, like, you're already worried, you have this friend. Like, I feel like a lot of people have that friend where they're like, just kind of a little while and out.
Yeah.
A little bit of man eater. And that's totally fine. Good on her. But good on her.
Good on her.
Little Aussie. But I think you clearly communicated yourself, which props to you. I think a lot of people would be nervous to talk to their wife about it and be like, fucking Meg, is she going to do something? Let's hope not. I think that was very mature of you to share those fears ahead of time and ask and set that boundary.
Agree.
And she had an opportunity to say, like, I'm developing feelings for this guy. Like, what do I do? Which she wasn't. Clearly.
No, it was one night. And
yeah, like, that's my bigger fear of, like, she couldn't respect you as her best friends long enough to not have one night. Or if she didn't trust herself, if she thought, like, I cannot help myself around a beautiful man, say, nope, don't sleep in my bed with me, or like, I'll crash on the couch. Yeah. Like, to me, if she's going to disrespect you on such a massive thing, as you said, it's hard to find a sperm donor.
Yeah.
Everyone has their different stipulations, whether it's someone they know, they don't know. Like, it's really hard to find that. That the fact that she would fuck with that at all.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe he would have been like, I feel weird that I slept with your friend. Now I don't want to donate sperm.
Yeah.
Like, anything could have happened. I just, the level of disrespect, I would have a harder time letting that go. But I also can't hold grudges, so I probably would. But I don't think you should.
You don't think she should? They should hold a grudge?
I think they should.
I think that's very...
I'm saying I'm dishing out this advice, but I think in reality, I would have a hard time taking it.
Yeah.
I just think that this is a weird precedent that you were already worried about, and she proved herself to not be a very trustworthy friend. And as we get older and our circles tighten up, I don't think you need that kind of person in your life.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was a very, very shitty, selfish, pointless thing to do.
Yep. Agree on all fronts. The good news is that she doesn't live here.
Mm-hmm.
That would give me a very easy out in this situation, totally. Which is to just be like, Meg, that really hurt our feelings. You disrespected us. We asked you one simple thing and you couldn't do it. That fucking sucks. I love you, but I don't know how our friendship is going to be the same. And then just let the distance do what distance does.
Yeah.
Is what I would do. Like, you're not going to bump into her.
Yeah.
You don't have to choose to invite her or not invite her to things. Like, mm-hmm. She lives in Australia. I assume you're in the US. So I think I would say your piece.
Yeah.
Tell her you love her and just be like, yeah, this was just not down with the family. That really fucking sucked. And then you can see her once a year when she comes into town and wants to meet the baby or whatever.
Yeah.
But like, I'm not thinking this is best friend vibes.
Yeah.
It also could have been just like a stupid mistake.
Yeah.
Like, was she drunk?
I know, but it seems like they.
But it seems like they knew,
This was going to happen. So yeah. It seems like she kind of disregards people's feelings a lot.
Yeah, not but the vibe.
I like your advice of like vocalizing, this was shitty, this was really disrespectful.
Yeah.
I'm gonna need some time, because I also gives her the opportunity, if she wants to make it up to you, like, tell her the trust has been broken.
Yeah.
And that you don't really want a friend who disregards your feelings so easily.
Yeah.
In one night, like, feelings did not develop over months, and then she's like, shit, I'm in love with this man. Like, it was so easy for her to do that. I would just make that super clear. And then if she wants to work on gaining your trust back, she can try to do that.
Yeah. Damn, though.
Damn, dude.
Is it weird to ask for a picture of the sperm donor? Not for our research, but like, just for, I want to see what this most handsome man on the planet looks
like. Yeah, I want to see too.
I want to see your family and then the sperm donor.
Also, I want to know where we're at in this process.
Same.
Did we use the sperm yet? Did it work?
Yeah.
Please email us back. Yeah, I want to stay posted on, not the drama journey. I mean, keep us posted on that too. But I want to hear about your little cute family.
Jess and the sperm. That's what we'll call this story.
Jesse and the sperm.
Jesse. Spermy. Fun. Thank you for telling us that story.
Yeah.
I'm sorry you're going through it.
Yeah, that's shitty. That's never fun. Betrayal of a friend is like so not fun.
And it's also like best friend, long-term best friend. Like, those relationships change so much over time. That
especially long-distance friendship.
Yeah. You guys got a lot of cards stacked against you, and then she just really threw the fucking explosive on it, which... Yeah.
You and your wife should just go sleep with the next guy she likes, have a threesome. I'm just kidding. And then be like, we're even.
Even good.
Totally kidding.
But also to your wife, I get why your wife is pissed. Without the connection of being best friends.
Oh, yeah. It's Jess's best friend, and Jess's wife is like, fuck this girl. That's hard. I think like anytime there's like an issue with one of your closer friends, and it's like you want to be pissed, but you also are like more lenient on your friend.
Yeah.
But yeah, tough.
Thanks for the hot goss. If you want to tell us some hot goss, You, but meaning who's ever ears we're in right now.
Gross, baby. I thought you were going to do like a little ASMR, like whoever's ear in. And you went.
That was ASMR. It's different. If you want to tell us a story, email stayinguppod@gmail.com and tell us a story. Take us through what's going on.
Yeah.
Tell us a little hot goss. Ask us a cue. Join us at our little sleepover.
You're so okay. Cute. All right, guys.
We have some work to do.
We gotta get back to it. We love you guys. And we will record another pod. So send in those stories quick. If you have any questions also about the wedding, like we said, we're going to give you a rundown of the plan, of what we're doing, of what we're not doing, how we think it's going to go, expectations. So if you have any questions about that, let us know before we record another pod this weekend.
Not us going from not recording for like 3 months to recording 2 in 3 days.
Hell yeah. Well, we'll see.
We are.
Knock on wood.
We are.
Love you guys. Sweet dreams.
Love y'all. Thanks for staying up.
Bye.
Bye.
Did I tell you about the conversation I had with my brother this weekend?
No, what?
We were talking about how crappy our parents' bedding is. And he was like, wait, I have the best bedding. He's like bragging. I was like, where'd you get it? He's like, Quince. I was like, brother, I got ours from Quince too.
I get the like competition of like, I'm going to put you onto something. You're like, I've been knowing. I don't want to say I made Quince happen, but I feel like everyone's talking about it now. And I've been using it for years. I was trying to gatekeep it. I stumbled upon them when I was looking for those cashmere sweaters.
Yeah.
Because all of them are like $300 and I'm trying to be a savings girly. And I found Quince and they're only $50.
Yeah.
So I assume they had to be sacrificing on quality or something had to be off.
Yeah.
But the quality is amazing. And they also only work with safe and ethical manufacturing practices. You're getting everything you want. They just cut out the middleman and that's how you get the savings.
I also feel like they're a one-stop shop for basically anything.
Yeah.
It's like I said,
did you know
bedding.
Jewelry?
Yeah.
Everything. And that blanket we got, that knit blanket is from them.
The best, comfiest blanket I've ever had.
They have everything.
If you want to give yourself the luxury you deserve, do so with Quince. Go to quince.com/staying up for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/staying up to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Once again, quince.com/staying up.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.